The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
As I said to you, we are going to be speaking to, the chair of the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation, Mr. Ken Winfield. Let's welcome him to our program. Good morning to you. Nice to have you with us here this morning.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Satish. Good morning to the people of the Sangre Grande region and by extension, Trinidad and Tobago. I'm happy to be here on your program this morning to clear the air on some of the issues the Minister of Weather raised.
In issuing the invitation, I thought it pertinent that we get your response to what the minister had to say. Because he made some very, very strong statements about the spending patterns at the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation. We all know that Sangre Grande, when it comes to the local government election, is a keenly contested battle for the regional corporation. And Sangre Grande shaping up for the general election is also going to be a keenly contested battle. When I heard what Farah Sarawi, as minister, had to say about the spending patterns at Sangre Grande and some of the allegations that he leveled, it suggested to me immediately that, the campaigning has begun for the general elections. So let's begin by getting you to outline to us what are some of the issues when it comes to funding, because we've read in the newspapers, we've seen the stories, two councillors get kicked out of their office because they ain't paying their rent. They've been evicted, I think, for not paying their rent. And the minister is saying, that's because the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation can't handle the finances properly. What's going on?
Satish, if persons understand the rules and function of the corporation, the way how the accountant department works and the accounting principle, I believe the minister himself wouldn't be making these kind of reckless statements. Let me just clear the air on some of these issues. Every month, the corporation requests funding for different goods. Funding for recurrent expenditures is made monthly. Now, I just want to read something for you unarmed. With reference to the above, office accommodation for councillors are paid under 02 Goods and Services 001 Administration 93, that is the vote operation of electoral district for councillors. And
okay, Mr. Phillip, your audio is muted. Okay, there we go.
Now, every month, these requests are made. These are mandatory requests. Now, the corporation do have to make requests for these votes, because this is where we pay utility bills and other.
You're muted again.
We have been making requests for these funding from the ministry from day one. Every month since our term in office, requests for these votes have been made as other votes in the corporation. Now, we just can't go and spend on allocation. In order for us to spend money in the corporation, we need to send down to the ministry requesting the funding. We must have the funding in hand before we pay any rent or any electricity bills. Now, every month, these requests are made. So when the minister stated that he never received a request from the corporation, that is a lie. And I have it in black and white here. I have it in black and white where the corporation would have done. And it shows clearly that the minister stopped attacking the council and started attacking the administration and the PS. Because I personally, at each meeting, asked the question about the office rent, because landlord have been calling. And I take it up on my own. I spoke to the PS, who told me she's on vacation. She gave me the deputy PS number. I contacted him and I raised the issue of the outstanding rent for councillor's office. He told me that he would have looked into it. I contacted Mr. Sadiq, who works in the ministry with the minister, and Mr. Peters. Mr. Peters asked me to forward all the information where we would have made the request to him, and I did so. I did so. It's very sad to hear the minister saying that he did not have knowledge or we did not make any requests. That is a lie. And the minister continued to lie to cover up his failure.
So where are we now? A line seems to have been drawn in the sand. You're telling us that you've done everything that you need to do on your part to have these releases disbursed so that you can meet your expenses. And the minister has said, and everybody has been reported all over the place, he has said that the spending patterns at the corporation are not what they should be, and that there are frivolous expenses and all, they're trying to buy expensive vehicle for people to drive and all of that kind of thing. So
the minister should be the last one to speak about luxury vehicles. And if the minister could show a document coming from my office asking for a luxury vehicle, then I would be happy to respond to it. But I have no document coming from my office asking for a luxury vehicle.
How much?
But the issue is here. The release of funding to the corporation, and this is just one vote out of numerous votes we are not receiving from. We cannot spend money. Let me reiterate again. We cannot spend money on allocation. In order for us to spend money, we must receive the money in hand before we expend money. Mm. Now, we have what we call OPR now. OPR is saying that we must have the money in hand before we spend. While the ministry on one hand was saying that we just need a notice of releases or a confirmation of funds before we spend. I was told yesterday when I had a meeting with the CEO and the other officers that they received documents from the ministry, and I'm happy that they don't need the actual money in hand to spend now, but they need the confirmation. However, we have not been receiving not even confirmation of funds in the notice to spend the money in the corporation.
Mm. The minister was saying that you received, I think it was 48% of your allocation. Is that true?
48% of the allocation on recurrent expenditures. That is to pay workers.
Mm-hmm.
That is to pay utility bills. And all the delivery heads in the corporation, we have not been receiving funding for to pay for water trucking, for instance. We would have applied for the funding of $750,000 to deliver water to areas that are devoid of pipe and water in the region. I would have reached out to them, explaining that we are in a challenge in the corporation when it comes to the water truck. Now we are requesting the funding for the water trucking. The request for funds was sent to the ministry, to the budget analysis. Request was sent since early January, and to date, we have not received funding for water trucking areas. We have 15 water trucking areas in the region, and we have 3 water tenders. We have 8 councillors. We are the highest courting communities in the country. And all these areas, including Wassa area, who have pipe and water, is dependent on the corporation to assist. And the minister, for some reason, apparently he is not aware of what is taking place in his ministry.
How much money?
Every time he speaks in a meeting, he speaks about his term as the attorney general, never to deal with issues affecting the corporation directly.
Hmm. How much money are we talking about is outstanding? Or how much money have you applied for? Can you give us some figures?
Yes. The outstanding amount as of when we made the request for the thing was $118,000 outstanding for the payment of electoral district. That is beside this month.
Do you think, some people might see this as a loaded question, but you have to ask it. Do you see these delays in issuing your funding as deliberate? And if so, why?
Statish, let me be honest with you. And for me, I believe it's a deliberate attempt to stifle the Senegal Regional Corporation. It is the first time in history the UNC would have regained control of the Senegal Corporation consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
And we are heading into a general election. And we have a very good chance in winning to go Sani Grande. And I believe it's a deliberate attempt by the minister to stifle the funding in Sani Grande Region Corporation. Because I've been liaising with other corporations and other councillors, my colleagues in PNM Corporation, and they say that they receive any funding. They have no issue. Their rents are up to date.
Mm.
So what makes them so unique from Sani Grande?
So...
When I took up this office, Mr. Satish, I said that I am going to hold the government accountable for the funding raise. When I was there since 2016 to now, in my tenure as a councillor, under Councillor Ronan, the past chairman, may God rest his soul, funding was forthcoming. This wasn't an issue. It's when we would have took control of the corporation in 2019, these funding become an issue when the corporation was run under UNC. From then to now, we started to go downhill. Even the workers in the corporation are saying it is the worst when it comes to releases in the corporation. Between 2010 to 2015 was one of the best days they were saying in the corporation. They were seeing works being done because they were receiving the materials. We apply for the funding on the maintenance of state traces. Up to date, we have not received any confirmation of funds. In order for we to spend, we must have confirmation of funds for us to spend. And we are not receiving that. And then the minister will go and say that we are not spending the money and Sani Grande send back the money. But this is the reason for it. When they want to give us approval a week before the budget, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that the average individual understands the many hoops that local government has to run through in order to spend money. Because when money is allocated for a specific thing, if you didn't use the money for what it was allocated for, you can't use it for anything else.
Let me, Minister, speak about environment. According to our proper accounting practices, you can't just via into a vote. Haywire, the vote must be depleted before you via any money, or the vote after show some sign of shortfall for us to via money into it. Apparently, the minister don't even know proper accounting practices. You can just, when the ministry send funding, they send it for a specific vote, which we requested for.
Mm.
And the only way we can via money from that vote is if, for some reason, let me say electricity, we receive funding for electricity, but the amount we receive is more than the amount to pay out. And the accountant will tell us, well, if we have extra on this vote, let us via it into a vote if the vote is depleted. But if a vote have money, which this vote have, it have the allocation, we cannot via money into that vote. But you see, the public explain all these things. Know about these things.
Mm. When I read the story, okay, I didn't listen to it when it was presented, and I saw the reference that the minister made to unspent balances, about $1 million or whatever it was that the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation has, I immediately went back to some of the discussions that we've had on the program about unspent balances and how tricky such a thing is, because the average individual in Sangre Grande who don't have water or whatever problem they have, reading this story that, well, here now the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation have $1 million in unspent balances, mean that they have money and they ain't dealing with my problems. It sends a message that is not necessarily in tandem with what the real situation is. But as I said, the average individual...
He diverting the real issues affecting the corporation. Now, these unspent balances, you can't go and spend it just, so it must be audited. The last audited amount unspent balances we received, we would have identified projects and other things to be done with that, and the resolution was passed by the council and sent to the ministry for approval. So we don't have no unspent balances, which the minister say $1 million right now. All our unspent balances was used up. So he just plain smart with foolishness.
Mm-hmm. And is it also a case, just for reference, that unspent balances need to be approved if you want to do something else with it by the minister?
Yes, it must be signed off by the minister.
Mm-hmm.
The council, it must be audited first by the accountant officer in the corporation. The audit department will come in from the ministry and do the final audit. And then we make requests to the minister for approval for the to utilize the unspent balances.
Mm. Yeah. So it's definitely a complicated situation. But because for the people listening in from Sangre Grande, first and foremost, and in other regional corporations in the various districts who might want to understand, well, maybe I have the same situation that I'm confronted with here. What's the next step? Because if you're saying that you've done all that you need to do and you're facing a brick wall when it comes to getting the allowances released or whatever else, what avenues are available to you?
I believe the next step is, and I doubt anything will come out of it, Mr. Satis, is right, the PM, right, the president, and see where it goes from there, or continue highlighting the issues. And if it means a peaceful protest in front of the ministry, we will do that as councillors, because we owe it to our budgeters to stand up for them.
Mm.
But it shouldn't reach to this, because this was money promised by the government to run the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation. We depend on funding from the ministry.
Mm. You itemize some of the other issues that... some of the other areas that are affected, but I'd like you to repeat that. So we know that the rent for these two councillors has not been paid, and that has seen locks on the gates of their offices by the landlords for the obvious reason. They want their money. What are some of the other areas that are affected by this lack of funding again?
The maintenance of street traces. This is where we do road paving or fix a box drain. For our budgets, we have an allocation of $450,000 under that vote. To date, we have not received a cent for funds we would have sent down the ministry for approval. The DP projects, we would have sent down that since the beginning of this year. Releasing the funding under water trucking, as I repeat, where we normally assist persons with water in the region. We are the largest region by landscape, Satish.
Mm.
We are the most depressed community. We have a lot of water, 15 water trucking areas. We are the largest courting community in Trinidad and Tobago. These areas depend on the corporation for truck-borne water. We would have made a request last budget for two water tenders. We never received the funding to purchase these water tenders. But this government is saying that we are not spending. They are not giving us the money. We are not receiving funding for maintenance of these vehicles. So when these vehicles don't, we have to wait till we get releases. We would have utilized $500,000 from the last unspent balances to purchase parts for these vehicles. And then we spent over $1 million in furnitures for the corporation, because workers, they cannot work comfortable because the furniture that we have, the leg broken, the chairs and them are falling apart, the table, the cabinet, everything falling apart.
We are speaking this morning with our special guest, Chairman of the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation, Kenwin Phillip. Let's take a couple of your calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish. Good morning, good morning to the Chairman, His Worship, the Chairman. Up to this morning, I was speaking about respect to this rental of offices. And I have personal knowledge of that you are not alone in Sangre Grande. There are other areas that suffer the same fate. But I would get my question quickly, is that when were the minister expected to vire from other votes, right, to fulfill that requirement, right? Whereas there is a vote, I understand, for specific for rent and for the upkeep these offices for the councillors. And that is very important these days, you know, because the councillors can be all over the place. I want to know, when you fire from these other votes, what the minister is saying, what would be the situation with respect to those projects that you have taken away the money from, if that would have to remain until that money is sent back. I'll just not be a thing.
Thank you so much for your call, Mr. Philip, your response. Let's take another call. Hello. 627-322-3625-2257. I think the caller was asking about if you take money that was allocated for something else and put it towards something else, what happens to the first thing where the money was allocated for? Is it going to suffer, or is it that you've already dealt with some of the issues there and you have money that is left over to be used for another element of your activities? Let's take another call. I think we have another one here. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Satish. I'm glad you had this interview, because reading the article by Darius Poro, I hear the minister, he's giving a different story. Right now we are hearing that the minister is telling lies. And I hope that this message should be sent to your burgesses, Mr. Councillor. This is where the burgesses know what's going on. You must expect that for the PNM to treat the PNM Regional Corporation better than the UNC Corporation. The PNM and Diego has a right to stifle the UNC Corporations, and you must inform your public, but I wonder if you're doing that, your burgesses. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Is the message being sent to the people who are affected as to what's going on, Mr. Philip?
Satish, you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if we are saying if the message was sent to let people know what is going on in cooperation.
Yes, that's what the caller was suggesting. That, well, you have all this information about what you've done and all the efforts that you've made and all met a brick wall and so on. Has this message been relayed in any way to the people affected?
Well, what I can say, Mr. Satish, is that we would have decided as a council to make sure we do all that we need to do before we get out to the media. So we would have tried all avenues as a council, as a corporation, to ensure that we get the information out there to the ministry. And what we are doing now is letting the public know the challenge, because persons will go to the councillor's office and other things and see the council, the office look and believe in their mind that the councillors don't want, then they're not opening their office, or they're collecting rent and their office not being open. So getting the message out to the public, this is what we are doing now, letting the public know of the challenges we face in the corporation. And we'll continue to do that going forward until the ministry decides to release funding for the corporation.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Justice. Morning to you, guest. Morning from Chaguanas. I want to ask the gentleman, is it possible to take the ministry to court on this matter to resolve it? I'll listen to it.
Thank you so much for your
call. No, I would have had discussion, yes, with lawyers, asking them if they, seeing that we have a commitment from the government where they allocate $80-something million to the corporation. Can the corporation, or can we as council take the government to court based on the commitment they would have made to the corporation? Now, we have something called illegitimate expectation. We, based on the promise, the government would have made to us, the commitment in the budget that the San Diego Regional Corporation will receive $84,384,000. That is a promise made by the government to the corporation. So it's something we can look at. We have been looking into it, and we can have a sit down with attorneys and see what we can do.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Satish, and good morning to the councillor. Is it a councillor?
It's chair of the Regional Corporation.
I heard on the news media, I don't know quite who it is, when a question was put to Mr. Alwari, that he responded that there's $1 million it wasn't spent, and that could be used for certain. In my mind, $1 million, in my mind, is like 20 TT, if you had to spend it for a big area like that. So I think it's just political games, and really and truly, it is oppression for the UNC corporation then that nothing could be done, and it is an oppression. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Satish, and morning to the chairman of the Sandy Grandi Corporation, Mr. Philip Princess Tong here. Mr. Philip, I want to suggest to continue. You have a corporate secretary as part of your establishment and your staff. I would suggest that you, at your next statutory meeting, you move a resolution, a motion, with respect to this problem, and have your legal, your corporate secretary pursue this matter, even from within the corporation, from a legal point of view, and carry the challenge to the government. So I think there's an opportunity there, and let us see how the government is going to respond, because I agree with the concept that if you allocate $80-something million in your budget for the corporation, there is legitimate expectation, and there's public interest in this matter. So I think there's a very, very strong case that probably this is something you should pursue vigorously and urgently. Thank you, Princess Tong.
Thank you for your call as well. Care to respond to the last caller or the callers?
I did not hear you clearly, Mr. Satish. Would you like me to respond?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, and as I said before, it's something we can look into. We just don't want to go and do. I think we want to make sure that we would have covered all our grounds, make all effort to apply for the funding again. We want to write to the Prime Minister and to the President, and based on the response we receive from them, we can look, liaise with other, looking at other options.
Let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Satish. That same issue this guy is talking about it. The same thing is going on in Shogunas, and the workers and all making it sound like it for saving the money to send it back into the to make yourself look good. It's the same problem they have in Shogunas, money releasing late, and they can't do what they're doing.
Thank you for your call. Hello, good morning. Okay, try it back. I'm not too sure what happened there. Have you been speaking, Chairman, to your colleagues from other corporations, PNM run, UNC run? Have they been having the same problems that you've been having?
Well, I have been reaching out to my colleagues in other corporations, and I have been told that they are receiving the funding. So the question is, what makes Grandi so different from other corporations that they are receiving the funding on the vote to pay the rent, and we are not receiving it?
Let's take another call before we wrap up. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning again. I just want to find out something from the chairman. I didn't know the chairman. Do you have a day I could a person come in and see you on a very serious matter concerning the corporation right now? Could I come in and put to see you?
Yes, my office is on a Wednesday from 9 till 4.
Mm-hmm. So, as we wrap up our interview here this morning, what's the way forward?
Again, Mr. Satish, we will continue doing our part in the corporation. We'll be sending a letter. I will be personally sending a letter to the Prime Minister and to the President, asking for their intervention in this matter, and based on the response we receive, we will look at the other options that would have be presented before us this morning.
I want to thank you for being with us here this morning and giving us your side of the story, following what the Minister had to say. It's unfortunate, because I always say, when elephants fight, it's the grass that gets trampled. And the grass in this instance are the constituents, the burgesses, who aren't getting the kind of service that they require and they need in many instances, and the councillors who are facing the brunt of it, the very embarrassing situation of being locked out of their offices and all these kinds of things. So I want to thank you for coming on the air and giving us your side of the story, and I'm sure that we'll We'll speak to you again, because this matter is not one that seems to be going anywhere anytime soon. I thank you once again for being with us here this morning.
Thanks very much, Mr. Satish.
And that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, how we end our interview with the chair of the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation, Kenwin Phillip, about some of the challenges confronting the corporation.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.